Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Boy, Maxie, that was quite a win last night by the Twins.
Oh, that was a good baseball game.
When
you look at it in theory, they did what they wanted to do. They power and pitching. They got 3 home runs from, and the good thing was who they got them from. Buxton, who's coming of age here in September, although you never quite trust him that it'll sustain itself. Mitch Garver, who's been just longing for an at-bat like he had last night when he hit a home run, and Max Kepler did it again, and so now he's on a little bit of a mini roll. Then Kepler does it again in the 10th inning and drives in the winning run. So they get 3 home runs plus 1 for 4 in 10 innings. And take the win. Homer Bailey started. They wanted to get a look at him. And talking to Rocco Baldelli, he thought he could go 5 or 6 innings. In other words, he's conditioned to do that. He got in trouble in the third or fourth. He buzzed through the lineup the first time through, and then labored into a situation where they made a change. But it was a good win. It was a fun win. It was it held your attention. Then you get to that 10th inning. I always forget that when they go to extra innings. How'd that guy get on second base? And then you go, oh, that's right, that's that new rule. Detroit scored 1 to take the lead in the 10th, and the Twins came back and won it. But it was a nice win. They got to look at Bailey, a couple players that they need to hit. Had a couple of big hits and all the things that you want, because they're going to start setting up rotations and lineups this week for the playoffs.
Garver also made a great double play with bases loaded, nobody out.
Oh, did
and then,
he?
There was a great throw by Eddie Rosario to get a guy at the plate too.
Yeah, and the double play, I mean, if you're scoring at home, you talk about things you never see at the bases loaded. It went 6-2-5, meaning shortstop Polanco to Garver with the bases loaded for the force out. And as he's throwing it to him at home plate, he can see Miguel Cabrera is having a tough time getting to third. So he throws down to Donaldson at third. And that's the double play. So that was a strange double play, but it's a fun one. And Donaldson, by the way, is starting to defensively too. Man, he's good. I didn't realize he can do some things over there at third base. He's got he can play the line. He can do some different things. He's got a strong arm. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, big fan of his. That was a great acquisition, I think. So they'll play Detroit. But what's interesting too, Maxie, is that Chicago lost again. So the Twins are only a half a game of winning the division, which would be nice because they have the best home field record in Major League Baseball right now.
Yep, and Cleveland, they went extra innings there too, and Cleveland got them. It was a pitcher's duel, and then all of a sudden bats woke up late in that game. So, Chicago's waning just a little bit, and, if you can, you might as well win that thing. And then, obviously, if you get through that first round, then you start going to quarantine with your whole family. So all these families now are going to be in quarantine in hotels and whatnot. And it sounds like, it's quite a system. They got, access maybe to a ballroom or something like that, so they've got some space. They can go out for walks outside, but they don't want them inside in restaurants. And it's pretty detailed what they're going to do with these teams to have their families involved in the playoffs too.
The Lynx lost to Seattle last night at the end of the game.
They did. A good game. The Lynx had lead the first half. Seattle game looked like they were going to take over. The Lynx came back again. Nafisa Collier played really well down the stretch. Odyssey Sims, but it went down to the last possession, And Seattle got a look, and Alicia Clark was the big key was she was there. They didn't box her out, and she got a shot off with half a second left, and it was good. They looked at the replay, and that was the difference. So Seattle wins it. The best that they've played Seattle competitively this year. Seattle's had their way and blew them out first couple times that they played them. And last night, Seattle put 50 up in the first half. The Lynx had 45, but then the second half, the Lynx slowed them down some, so that means that they made an effective adjustment on the fly. A lot of it seemed like it had to do with Brianna Stewart. They were able to contain or anticipate what she was trying to do. It looked like they made some nice adjustments on her.
Well, I'm looking forward to later tonight because I'll be bringing the Porterhouse steaks over to your place. You will be grilling. We're looking forward to that. And if I would tell people, if you're going to the store and looking at the prices of meat, as opposed to maybe 4 months ago, it's a different ball game, pardon the sports pun. So, Maxie, we're going to talk about that in about 3 minutes here on WCCO, the prices at the grocery stores right now, particularly in the meat department. So a little bit different than it was.
I'm heading over there right now, so I'm going to take a peek at the meat.
All right, you got it, man, and I'll see you later. I'll see you at 8:40, by the way, before we get into the barbecue.
8:40, I'll tell you. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, WCCO, and we'll talk about grocery stores. That's up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.